guys been like?
Yeah.
So we're back on another episode. I know I've been up and about, stressed and all, but I'm okay. And yeah, thanks for the feedbacks and all those that reached out, you know, yeah, from my last episode and from previous, like, yeah, previous episodes. Thank you so much for reaching out, and I hope you get to listen to this. So I'm continuing from where I stopped. Yeah, so going ahead, I was talking about love languages. For those of you that might jump into this without listening to the former one, I suggest you listen to the previous one before you come on this. Yeah, so I'll be continuing with the love language. I discussed two in my previous episode, so now I'll do the remaining three, and that will be it for now. Yeah, so I'm going on to talk about words of affirmation, which is the third on my list. So if your primary love language is words of affirmation, then your partner's appreciation and love are best affirmed to you through words. This makes sense, right? You feel loved when your partner tells you how attractive you look, or when they say how proud of you they are after you accomplish something. On the flip side, for people with this as their primary language, insults or negative comments may cut a little deeper. So words get to them. Like, if it's your primary language, it means that whatever you say or whatever you proclaim or whatever you say to, yeah, just whatever you say to them, just, I don't know, just means a lot, whether yeah, positive or negative. So yeah, yeah, so if your partner's primary love language is words of affirmation, okay, it's important that you regularly tell them how much you care. The whole, they should know how much I love them, so I shouldn't have to say it. I hope you are listening. So the whole, they should know how much I love them, so I shouldn't have to say it, you know, that kind of approach, it won't even fly, you know. So they need to hear from you on a consistent basis, okay. So one of the most important aspects of words of affirmation, however, is being genuine with these words, because you don't just have to say I love you and then you're just there, you know. You have to, there should be something to show that you love the person, okay. So people whose primary language is words of affirmation care most about the intentions and emotions behind these words, okay. So if you are saying things just to say to them, your partner will be keen to that, so don't fake it, okay. You don't need to be Romeo professing your love from the street below. Be you, be real. And if you're not the best at expressing those emotions through words, now may be the best time to practice. Especially if your partner has words of affirmation as their primary, yeah. So like their key love language, okay. So just in case you just want to, you know, maybe you are not so familiar with words of affirmation, let me just give examples so like you are not completely lost, okay. So you can say things like, I just want to let you know how proud of you I am. You work really hard, and even when things may feel tough, I just want you to know how appreciative I am. You can also say, I feel so lucky to have you. You can be like, I'm here if you need me, and I want to help support you in any way I can. You can also say, you are doing such a great job, I'm really proud of you. And then you can also be like, wow, you look so good, I really love this new outfit, it looks great on you, okay. So I'm just, you know, trying to, so it helps spice up your relationship. So actions don't always speak louder than words. So if this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. So hearing the words, I love you, I appreciate you, I adore you, are important. Hearing the reasons behind that love sends your spirit skywards. As I said earlier, insults may leave you shattered, and yeah, you may not easily forget them. So it's always better, like, to, you know, profess kind, encouraging and positive words, because they are really life-giving. So I guess I've done something on words of affirmation, so I'm moving on to receiving gifts, yeah, which is the fourth on my list. So if your top love language is receiving gifts, that means you feel loved from all of those small presents that your partner gets you. Now, many people may assume receiving gifts is materialistic, and so what? Who cares? I mean, that's you. I mean, so if that's you, that's fine. That's really, really fine. And you think it's just been about materialistic and it's all about the items, but that's really not necessarily true. So yeah, they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, in some respects, the same can be said about those little items you present to your partner. One of those gifts may hold a lot of sentimental value. It can remind them that you're thinking of them or that you are thinking beyond the physical item itself. So let me just give an example now. Let's say Jane and John. Sorry. So let's say John sees a candy bar that he hasn't had like since he was a little kid, and then like there are many fond memories attached to this candy and always used to make him happy. So maybe like a few days later or a few weeks later, Jane surprises John with this candy bar along with a simple love note, maybe that reads, "I love you. Hope your day has been amazing," or something. The feelings that come along with this item go way beyond the item itself. John may feel loved and grateful that Jane really heard him and went out of her way to surprise him. So yeah, if your partner's primary love language is receiving gifts, remember that it's not all about the items. It's about showing them the effort and proving that you're thinking of them and that you listen and care for them. Okay, so they should call you materialistic. That is their problem. They should mind their business. Yeah, so don't mistake the love language receiving gifts for materialism. Okay, the receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gift. So if you speak this language, the perfect gift or gesture shows that you are known, you are cared for, and then you are prized above whatever was sacrificed to bring the gift to you. Oh, this is so cute. Yeah, so a missed birthday, anniversary, or a hasty toddler's gift would be disastrous. So would the absence of everyday gestures. So gifts are visual representations of love and are treasured greatly. So that goes for receiving gifts. And then the last but not the least, acts of service. That's the last on my list. So does your partner enjoy saying things such as actions speak louder than words, or you can talk the talk but you can walk the walk? So if so, chances are probably that their primary language is acts of service. So people whose primary love language is acts of service feel your adoration by the things you do. Actions that go above and beyond help them feel your love towards them. They can be things like mowing the lawn, doing the dishes, you know, doing the laundry, or getting up in the middle of the night to take care of the little one. Maybe if there's a baby crying or something, maybe your partner can just offer to help, okay? And then taking care of the baby and letting you sleep. Anything that can make your partner feel appreciated, or that can help make their life easier, okay? So, yeah. I have to use this example again between John and Jane. So let's say it's Jane's job to do the dishes, okay, and she has been doing it for years, you know. She's not complaining, okay, she's really not complaining. But fortunately, John, whose primary love language is acts of service, has grown accustomed to Jane doing the dishes and almost expects it. Does this make that act any less meaningful? It shouldn't, but sometimes that expectation can cloud the act. So when John says that they need Jane to do more acts to love, to feel loved, okay, you could understand why Jane may feel hurt or frustrated. She sees doing the dishes as an act of service that is being overlooked. So like, yeah, even though she's not complaining, but then she wishes that John can do the dishes, like he can just offer to do the dishes. So if you or your partner has acts of service as your primary love language, it's important to have an open conversation about these things. And then in this case, it can be a two-way street. So sticking with the above example, if Jane wants to show their love, they may need to think of acts that go beyond expectations, things that are spontaneous or unique. So on the other hand, John would see and show appreciation for all the acts that Jane does on a daily basis to help make their life easier, even if she's been doing them for ages, okay, or for years, or for how long they've been together. So like most of the languages, it doesn't always need to be some grand gesture, okay? So if John sees that Jane's car is a little dirty, he can get up an extra hour later or sorry, an extra hour earlier to go get it washed. And seeing Jane's face when she finds a newly washed car can be so rewarding. So you can look for small acts that can create some big responses from your partner. And I'm sure your partner would feel much loved and all that. So on saying more, or on trying to talk about trying to expand sheet on acts of service, I want to say this. Can vacuuming the floors really be an expression of love? Absolutely. I mean, like, it's one task less. It's a job less. It's an act less. So if you're vacuuming the floors, like for me, I mean, this is something I'm supposed to do laundry, and then I wake up and then I see that the laundry is already done, or you already send the clothes to the dry cleaner. Like, that would be so cool. Okay, so anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an act of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she most want to hear is that, let me just do that for you. Let me do this for you. I can offer a helping hand. Okay. So laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. So finding ways to serve speaks volumes to the recipients of these acts. So if this is your love language, your primary love language, try to have this open conversation with your partner, or if at all, words of affirmation is, or I mean all the five, if one is a primary, like your key. I'm not saying that we don't, you know, have a bit of this in us, but then there's one of them was setting it up at least. Okay, so if this is your love language, I would suggest, or I would propose, I have an open conversation with your partner. Oh, this is my love language, what's yours, and all that and all that. And yeah, I suppose your relationship will, you know, it will flourish. Yeah, so me not say much. I'll just end this with the quote of the week. Yeah, I don't want this to be so lengthy. And yeah, so you deserve to be with someone who looks at you every single day like they have won the lottery and have the whole world in front of them. Yeah, so this should go a long way. Enjoy the rest of your evening and enjoy the rest of your week. Take care.